Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley, continuing our talk of coaches here on Final Four Saturday, and we're joined now by Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler. Ernie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Scott.
Well, Coach, let's start here. I watched your team probably five, six times this year. I got to see you guys. And even though you had a couple of seniors on this team, and Jalen Thomas and William McClure, I looked at the youth on this team, and I felt like you guys were one year away from doing some really good stuff. Do you get that feeling as well?
Unfortunately, yes. we wanted to be a lot better than we were, and our seniors that we had were all second-year guys because they were JC transfers, and we just never really got going. And at the end of the day, that's the coach's fault, and I take full responsibility for us not gelling in a better manner. But I do feel good about the nucleus we have back. We had nine newcomers, and we lost our freshman center to mono, Nate Van Arendonk, who's a Grand Haven kid on the west side of the state, and I think he's going to end up having a chance to be really good. And I thought our other freshmen, my son Trey and Derek Jackson and Colin Ball, these guys start to come along. So the future is bright for Central Michigan basketball.
Hey, Coach, it's Scott here. Now, I played for my dad. He was my coach, but it was only JV basketball, not quite the same level you and your son are on. What's it like being able to coach Trey?
It's a really special thing. We have definitely our ups and downs, but when you look down there at practice and you see your son and at the same time you turn around and you yell at him and go shake him when he's not doing what you want him to do, it's a great chance to be able to just have that, spend these last moments with him before he becomes a full-fledged adult.
Now, when Trey was growing up, because parents handle how their kids' abilities are a little bit differently. Some people push them, some people stay away and just let them choose the sport they want to play. How did you handle Trey's athletic ability growing up?
Well, I pushed him. Because he was around basketball, when he first was born, I was a high school coach in the Detroit area, Detroit Cody, and I was doing AAU and just picking him up, taking him with me here or there. So he's running around the gym, and the next thing he started to show that he had some ability, and I started pushing him, and he loved it. And I shouldn't say he loved it. That's not right. He had his tough times with it, but I think as he got older, he started to mature, and it ended up quite obviously working out for the best for him.
Going back to the season here just for one second before we move on to the Final Four and some other issues, I was very impressed with the new arena that Central Michigan has. Between that and the facilities at Kelly Short Stadium and other things, is there any doubt in your mind that Central Michigan now has the best facilities of anybody in the MAC?
I definitely toot that horn, and maybe I'm a little biased, but it was the final piece of the puzzle for us in terms of putting our program, particularly for our basketball program, in a position to take that next step. And, Dave Hickey, our AD, and our president, Dr. George Ross, there's a lot of people that was very passionate that this was the next step for us in terms from a athletics and from a university perspective, because it gives us a venue that's intimate and quaint, but at the same time very classy, and it's canal is kind of like the window, I would say, you can say, to our university when you come on the campus, a gateway for our university.
Head coach of Central Michigan basketball, Ernie Ziegler, joining us here on the weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS. Coach, I want to get ahead to the Final Four a little bit. I'm just wondering, with smaller schools like Butler and VCU making it to the Final Four, what kind of motivation do you take away from that?
Well, I tell you, it's a great motivator. We started our individual workouts here earlier on Monday, and you know, as I sit here Saturday afternoon in Houston, you know, to see a BCU and a Butler and right on the heels of Butler getting to the national championship game a year ago, you know, it lets you know that the pendulum has swung some. And if you can have the right mix and right chemistry and you got guys that can play, hey, anything can happen. And, you know, BCU and Butler are a true testament to that and a motivation for all of us at the mid-major level.
Coach, you have a unique education here, I guess you would put it, because you've coached both experienced teams such as the team you had last year with Jordan Bitzer and Robbie Harmon and a bunch of seniors, and you've also coached teams that are very young, and you also have in this Final Four some teams that are very young and some teams that have a lot of experience. How do you handle coaching each side of that?
Well, I tell you, with experienced teams, you can let them go. You can let them make some decisions or play through some situations. And you know that they have a sense of commitment, a total commitment to what you're trying to do. When you have a younger team, you know, you have to guide them through things, and you have to, you know, you're always looking for that coach on the floor from an experience standpoint when you're dealing with an experienced team. But with a younger team, when you don't have that and you don't have that leadership, you have to be a little more hands-on. But I think, you know, you look at some of these teams that are in the Final Four, you look at a team like UConn, they have a balance of experience and a guy in Kimball Walker who's played in a Final Four just a few years ago in Detroit. You know, but at the same time, you look at a BCU team that they're new, they're the new kid on the block, but they have some experienced guys. Their point guard, Joey Rodriguez, is, you know, one tough son of a gun in terms of leading this team, and Jamie Skeen. So they have some older guys, but they're, you know, a little newer on the block. And then you got the blue blood in Kentucky who has that balance. I mean, Josh Harrelson is a kid that, you know, didn't play at all last year. Now he's been kind of the glue guy for them up front along with their younger kids. So, and then quite honestly, Butler, you know, just as experienced as anyone with Howard and Mac and that crew. So it's going to be interesting to see how what ends up developing and what plays out.
Coach, let's jump ahead to next year. What can we expect in the offseason and then next season from Central Michigan?
Well, I think, you know, the offseason for us is about developing our young bigs. I think we got to have some guys emerge. We're going to have opportunities to try to develop a low post presence. And I think Nate Van Arendon, Colin Voss, Javon Harden, Andre Klimber are going to be huge for us. And then we got to have, you know, Trey and Derrick Jackson emerge as leaders. They played the most minutes of any of the returners, and they got to, you know, play like soft seniors. So, you know, I'm giving them that logo right now. You know, they got slash sophomore slash senior in terms of hopefully being able to give us some leadership. And then we're going to have another four or five new guys coming in, and we're going to have to implement them as well. So this offseason is going to be huge for us in terms of developing and getting better. And then next season, you know, we're hopeful that we're going to take this next step and have a winning season and put ourselves in position as we have been over the past 5 years to compete at the top of our division, and then which hopefully will propel us to compete at the top of the conference. And it's going to be tough. You know, Western Michigan and Ball State will be senior late in teams returning. But we're looking forward to the challenge.
Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler here with us on the weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS. Coach, I need an honest assessment here from you. At this point, when you look at this team, do you think you have the building blocks to have a team that in a couple of years can make a run like we've seen some mid-major teams do as of late?
Yeah, I truly do. I truly do. I think we, you know, I was telling our guys here this week, you know, that's the goal. That's what, you know, that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, hopefully with this nucleus that we have, and they'll be juniors, and we'll have a few other pieces to the puzzle, you know, it's about putting yourself in position to gain access to the tournament, which is you got to play well in the regular season. And once you get in, it's just about being the best that game, that night, that afternoon. And that's the greatest thing about our tournament, that you don't have to be perfect all year. to play for a championship. You just got to be the best four consecutive games to get to the Final Four, and two more to, you know, have a chance to cut down those nets.
Well, Coach, let me tell you, the Chippewa sitting across from me, his face lit up when he heard you say that.
I just get a big fist bump. I got to be honest with you. That was the most exciting. Because you got to understand, Coach, I came in, I was a freshman the year after Chris came in, the year after. And I'm a huge basketball fan. I went to every single game when I was an undergrad. I'm in grad school now. I go to a whole lot of games now. And I would just love to see, because I think you do an excellent job. I would just love to see this team get to that next level. And the building blocks I've seen tells me that they can get to that next level.
Well, hey, Dave, I appreciate it as well, Scott. And I tell you, that's what we're planning. That's what we're building towards. And hopefully, much sooner than later, we can have some joyous times in Chippewa land. Hopefully, maybe next year in New Orleans. And I don't even know where the next stop is after next season, but
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll take that winding road to wherever it is.
See, Scott, that's what you call sucking up to the head coach of your favorite team, right there, Coach. We appreciate it. You have a good one, man. Enjoy the Final Four.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, I tell you this: it's really warm here.
Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler. Coming up next, we'll talk about the HBO special that aired on Wednesday night about college football and whether players should be paid or not. It's up next, Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.